Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Andrew Grosso, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Our reading today comes from Paul's letter to the Colossians, the first chapter, beginning at the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Here ends the reading. Paul's words to the Colossians are clearly intended to encourage them to action. They are to lead lives worthy of the Lord, which means they have to think carefully about how their daily activities align with the gospel. They are to bear fruit in every good work, which means they have to allow themselves to be formed into people who manifest the grace of God, not just in one area of their lives, but in every area of their lives. And they are to grow. They are to grow in the knowledge of God, and this growth must not only guide their understanding, it must also guide their actions. Paul is calling the Colossian church to the active exercise of their faith. But he doesn't leave them to their own devices to figure out how they're supposed to do all of this. He gives them some very specific, concrete guidance as to how they might go about leading lives worthy of the Lord. He prays for them, and he prays that they would grow in particular ways. First, he prays that they would grow in strength. He prays that the Colossians would be drawn into a deeper experience of the power of God. In this season of Easter, we are reminded especially of the power of God manifest in the resurrection of Jesus. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul says that it is this same power God puts to work in us, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at the right hand of God, is the power at work in the lives of all those who are in Christ. Our challenge has to do with recognizing that God's power is made perfect in weakness. That brings us to the second thing Paul hopes the Colossians would experience. He prays that they will be able to endure everything with patience. Learning how to align our lives with a power that is made perfect in weakness means playing the long game. This is because weakness is so very hard for us. We would much rather be strong, or at least strong as we think of it. But Paul reminds us that living lives worthy of the Lord means learning that true power is made perfect in weakness. That brings us to the third thing Paul hopes for the Colossians. He prays their lives will be marked by joyful thanksgiving. In some ways, this is more important than either strength or endurance. The practice of thanksgiving grounds our efforts to grow in strength and to endure everything with patience. This is because the practice of thanksgiving requires us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, to keep our attention fixed on the gift of salvation God has given to us in and through Jesus in the Holy Spirit. When we do these things, we will find ourselves living lives worthy of the Lord, and we will find that we are equipped to be a blessing to those around us. So let us pray for the grace to keep our eyes and our hearts and our minds fixed on Jesus, so that we might pursue lives marked by thanksgiving, by strength, and by endurance, and might thereby share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of the bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.